As we come up on 5:45, temperature at 0, and our friend Jason Cann's on the line. Good morning. I'll say it again. Good morning. I missed it there. I brought up the wrong channel for you. But bring up...
Am I on now?
You're on now. That's one of those late-night basketball... You know you're not getting a lot of sleep when you get home and from doing late-night high school basketball, and your wife's already in bed, and then when you get up, she's still snoozing. So somehow somebody's getting the short end of the sleep there. So,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's maybe nice that she can get some extra sleep for you. That's maybe one of the things in marriage that we should be able to share, right?
Yeah, sure. You should be able to. Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm glad it's the end of the week. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier this week on the air, but working for Marsh Shield, we're in the process of switching to a new software system. And, you know, that the goal is to make us ultimately more efficient and consistent. You know, as healthcare systems grow, that's one of the things we like to continue to move toward improvement. But the growing pains have been palpable this week.
Uh-huh.
So it's been good but challenging. And so I'm grateful that we are at the end of the first week. So
yeah. Well, it's hard to teach us old dogs new tricks, too, you know.
It is, yeah. I was reading something yesterday that, you know, we have this tendency when we learn something that seems to work, we become more resistant to better options. And there's actually a term for why that is, and I can't remember what the term is, but we tend to get fixated on things that have worked moderately well for us in the past.
Yeah, so just the resistance to change, isn't it? I don't know.
Part of it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. All right, hey, here's a story. I went to the barber yesterday and got a haircut, and somewhere in the midst, I'm friendly with my barber, and I said, what do you do for lunch? And he explained, he'll usually, like, maybe bring his lunch or something, but he's like, I didn't bring anything today. And my response to that was, I'm like, I thought, hey, I've got some money left in this Culver's card. I said, hey, I can get you something at Culver's. And he said, no, I'm good. But he said, but here's the thing that I wanted to take away, because he said, thanks a lot, because I mentioned it to somebody else. And their response to me was, whose fault is that? And I was encouraged just because I thought, yeah. Hey, you know what? I want to be a person of grace. And here's my barber thanking me for being somebody who didn't respond with, whose fault is that? Which it made me think, you know, that sounds like it could be a Jesus story, you know? I mean, it's kind of like...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, I've said often, you're a great encourager, and there's another example. And in this world, we need more of that. I think the willingness to speak and act life in regard to other people.
Well, and
I don't really know where they're at. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, somebody had said that... We could almost be pigs like a pigs at the trough for God's grace for ourselves, and we should be. I mean, it's available. Go get it. But at the same time,
right.
the question is when it turns to others. And I think those are the Jesus stories. You know, that wonderful story about, you know, you were forgiven this massive $10 million debt, but then somebody owes you $10 and you want to choke them. You know, I'm like, wow.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Colossians 2, 9, and 10. Do you got it?
Sure. You want me to do the verses?
I like it when you read the Bible and I read your book.
Perfect. Colossians 2, 9, and 10. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority.
All right. You write in Letters to the Beloved... Colossians 2, 9, in my Son you find the entire Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit. I like it. Though incarnate and fully human, he is also divine. Nothing needs to be added to him to have access to me. Indeed, in my union with my Son, no spiritual power can master you because he is the head of all things. That is good and rich and excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, I as we've mentioned here before, this whole concept of the Trinity, I think, is so important.
Yeah.
I think it's fingerprints are everywhere in Scripture, and this is just one more example And again, I think Colossians is really big on the supremacy of Christ. And, you know, and I think that, again, we see that here. So
absolutely. Can you think of any better way to exit out here on a Friday than to have Andrew Peterson follow us with Is He Worthy?
Oh, my goodness. What an amazing song.
That's where we're going to go. Thank you, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Well, we don't cheer for Minnesota a whole lot over here, especially when it comes to professional football. You and I, for sure, Caleb. But,
not so much.
Hey, hats
but we
off.
Love the people there.
Yeah, and hats off to Minnesota. We mentioned MyPillow quite a bit. They're based there. And turns out that Minnesota gets the best sleep. In fact, Minnesota with 29% of the people... isn't that, am I understanding this? Hooray for Minnesota, but put on some coffee for Hawaii is what they're saying. Recent data compiled by 24/7 Wall Street identified America's most sleep-deprived states. So the least sleep-deprived state is Minnesota.
Yeah, so less than 30% of Minnesotans get less than 7 hours of sleep a night, meaning, again, about 71% of people in Minnesota are getting at least 7 hours of sleep per night. So, again, they're sleeping well, sleeping longer, probably sleeping on those MyPillows.
I gotta just say, I sleep on a lot of MyPillow items, the mattress topper, etc. But, yeah, I went to, my wife was asleep when I went to bed after 10, and she was asleep when I got up after 4. So I kind of feel like the 6 hours, maybe not enough this morning. Anyhow, what are the other states?
Well, I mean, and again, on the opposite end of the spectrum, Hawaii, 43% of folks in Hawaii get less than 7 hours of sleep a night. So again, they're the most sleep deprived. Maybe there's just so much surfing to do.
I guess.
Or they're staying up late at night worrying about the high prices there.
I don't know.
Again, beautiful place to visit, but from what I hear, not the cheapest place to live.
But the weird thing is, like, the next most sleep-deprived state is completely on the East Coast, West Virginia.
Oh.
And then Kentucky and Tennessee and Ohio round out the top five.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, again, I'm not sure exactly where Wisconsin ranks in this, but I would think we were on a pretty decent side because, again, Minnesota, Colorado, and South Dakota, 1, 2, 3 in terms of best night's sleep, getting on average the most hours of sleep per night.
It sure makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Here's the thing, though. Maybe you're not getting as much sleep because you just want to wake up as early as possible to tune into your favorite station, WWIB, and the WIB Wake Up Show.
Well, President's Day is coming up next week.
You know, I screwed up and forgot all about Valentine's Day, so to make up for it, I got my wife a really romantic President's Day card.
Oh, she's going to love it.
It has Andrew Jackson on it.
Wow.
A NASA crew has begun a simulated 45-day trip to Mars.
Yeah, their primary mission is to see which pizza chain can deliver to the red planet in less than 6 months.
Makes sense. Mm.
NASA also says that the International Space Station will be guided into the South Pacific in 9 years.
And by guided, they mean they'll point it that way and then pray their math was right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, go
ahead. A new study shows that men with wider faces are not trustworthy.
No wonder I don't trust the health claims made by the Pringles mascot.
Still love them, though.
Research reveals that a dog's short-term memory lasts for less than 2 minutes.
Could someone please tell me why I'm digging this hole?
That's longer than for a middle-aged guy.
The Winter Olympics have been going on for almost 2 weeks, and they will wrap up on Sunday.
Yeah, and if you ask me, the Olympics would be a lot more interesting if the curlers competed at the same time on the same ice as the ice skaters.
They'd call it bowling.
Now you're talking. And finally, the director of the FBI says China's spying has reached a new level.
Well, thanks, TikTok. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. When you're next headed to the emergency room, just think. And you shouldn't have to think, right? If you're headed to the ER, you should know this is important. But apparently for some people, the ER is just, you know what? I'm not feeling the greatest, and I think I should just make an ER visit no matter how many other people who are seriously ill or injured might already be there. Emergency rooms reveal cases that came in that just wasted their time, weren't exactly real medical emergencies. And my goodness, over the past couple of years, we've seen the strain on our incredible doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners and CNAs and everyone there. So just thinking for a moment about whether you really need to be there. Now, all of you, I'm sure you would never do this, but here's what real folks actually did when going into the ER for something that wasn't quite an emergency. One person says, yeah, a woman came in after a night on the town with a broken fingernail. She wanted doctors to glue it back on. Heaven forbid you get a buddy to do that. She wanted the doctors, and she came to the ER. Someone else came into the emergency room asking for a bed because they couldn't get a good night's sleep at home. MyPillow.com, friends. You can get a better night's sleep that way. Other reasons that wasted time in the ER. A woman came and she called ahead, handy, and said she was coming in with a severe bite from her pet. ER staff assumed it would be a dog bite. She'd been nibbled by her gerbil. They gave her a Band-Aid and sent her home. Few more emergency rooms reveal time-wasting cases. A man who complained of a stomach ache told doctors he'd eaten an entire head of cabbage. I mean, that is rough. It's just going to come out eventually. But still, don't waste the ER's time with that. A person came in with a cold sore and get some medicated ointment. Don't need to go to the emergency room. And finally, a man came in and complained of a sore foot. Doctors discovered a binding nail from his shoe was poking into his foot. Heaven forbid that he actually look at the shoe to see what was poking him first. No, he had to go into the emergency room and take some of their time. So, again, I absolutely hope you do not have to make any ER visits anytime soon. And I am sure that if you're headed there, it is for the most legitimate of reasons and not like these people.
The Whip Wake Up Show, the best of the week. We've condensed it down to 4 minutes and 40 seconds. It sounds like this.
Well, French fry fans, you now have a fragrance to call your very own, thanks to the Idaho Potato Commission. The Idaho Potato Commission is now selling a perfume made from, it's organic, Idaho potatoes.
Huh.
The state agency responsible for promoting the state's signature crop, of course, the Spuds, started developing the perfume after a survey revealed that 90% of people love the smell of French fries.
That doesn't mean you want to put it on as a cologne.
I know. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, to be honest, I don't mind the smell of gasoline, but I'm not going to douse myself in it before a night on the town. Named Frights by Idaho, the perfume is gold in color, of course, comes in a clear bottle, and was formulated from essential oils and distilled Idaho potatoes. I thought maybe they just went to the fryer at McDonald's cooled that off and just like, let's bottle this and spritz it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The fragrance is described as embodying the irresistible essence of potatoes from Idaho. And, you know, are you going to, is this a Calvin Klein? Is this a Macy's? How much are you going to drop on this?
Is this a trend, though? I mean, I like the smell of brownies and chocolate chip cookies, too. I haven't known it to be a perfume. Hey, we've got some news regarding another artist announced for OneFest, right?
Yes, another artist being added to the lineup. Again, going along with Matthew West and Sidewalk Profits and Matty Ray and Mac Powell and Austin French.
Hold on. I've got a drum roll.
Added to the OneFest lineup, July 29th to the 31st, 2022, at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds is Tasha Layton.
Woohoo! She's good.
She is fantastic. You are going to love seeing her in person.
Back from under center, steps back, throws the fade, back shoulder. Cooper Kupp's got it! Cooper Kupp brings it in! Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, LA! Matthew Stafford's done it again.
Oh, let's get the reaction in Michigan, where apparently they were selling Detroit Rams gear leading up to the Super Bowl. Drew Fralick, good morning.
Yeah, hey. It's apparently I'm in the minority, but where, you know, it's like, hey, I saw your ex-girlfriend. Hey, she looks fantastic. You know, she moved to L.A. She got a new job. She's doing really well. She lost a bunch of weight. You know, she's doing great. It's like, okay, well, I'm a homeless man in Detroit. And it's 5 degrees out, and it turns out, you know, we were in a relationship, and I was the problem. I was the toxic partner, and as soon as she got out, you know, she started succeeding immediately.
Exactly.
Oreo turns 110. We talked about LeVar Burton. It's his birthday, 65. Well, the Oreo cookie is 110 years old right now. That's probably about the same number of flavors and varieties they have at this point, too.
I think so. Hey, it was launched, the Oreo cookie was launched as an imitation of the Hydrox cookie manufactured by the Sunshine Company, which was introduced in 1908.
4 years earlier, but which one survived? Not Hydrox,
no.
Because that sounds like a cure for COVID, not a cookie. The Oreo biscuit was...
We both have had the privilege of going to the Grand Canyon, and it's amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible. Yeah. I can't wait to take my kids there someday.
So here's the deal. Some one-star Yelp reviews from tourists who beg to differ about how great the Grand Canyon is.
The one thing that I love that people even leave a Yelp review for the Grand Canyon, but...
So here they go. You know, somebody said there are bugs and stuff and they'll bite you on your face. Somebody else said, apparently an East Coaster, said it's like a bigger version of Central Park, only with bears.
New Yorkers just always have to compare to what they have.
Yeah.
New Yorkers and Texans.
Well, some fun here on a Thursday morning. Some things that Hollywood has tricked us into believing, Caleb.
We've been duped by the movies.
Mm-hmm.
We started believing these things, but they're just not true. Things the movies in Hollywood have tricked the general population into believing. How about this? You can pull the tab off a hand grenade with your teeth. Pretty sure doing that would have the reverse effect. You probably would lose teeth and a lot more.
MacGyver can do it.
Next time you have a grenade to... Just don't.
Something else Hollywood's tricked us into believing is that air conditioning ducts are an easy way to sneak through buildings.
You know, with the obesity epidemic in America, I'm not sure most of us could make it through air ducts, but Tom Cruise can.
And the number for the day is 3.7 million. That's the number of Americans who claim they've been abducted by aliens. Really? That says a whole lot right there.
The best of the week. You never know what's going to be in that trail mix, Halvo.
That was fun.
Well done, as always.